BBC News with Roisin Hasty. President Trump has announced an extension to the ceasefire with Iran until talks come to a conclusion. In a social media post, he said the US blockade of Iranian ports would continue until Tehran presented what he called a unified proposal. The truce between the two sides was due to expire on Wednesday. Mr. Trump said he'd been asked to hold off on attacking Iran by Pakistan, which has been acting as a mediator. Gary O'Donoghue is in Washington.
This marks a significant climb down by President Trump, who, until earlier today, had speculated openly about restarting the bombing. But it's also a sign of the trust he and the administration places in Pakistani intermediaries, since it seems highly unlikely they would have been able to persuade the president to hold back unless they themselves had received some kind of assurance from Tehran that movement on the issues was at least possible.
The Lebanese group Hezbollah says it's launched drones and fired rockets into northern Israel. The Iranian-backed movement called the attacks a response to ceasefire violations by Israel. Israel said Hezbollah had fired rockets at Israeli troops inside southern Lebanon and launched a single drone towards northern Israel. A criminal investigation has been opened in Florida into ChatGPT and its parent company OpenAI after a review of messages between the chatbot and a man accused of killing two people at a university last year. Our North America technology correspondent Lily Jamali reports.
Florida's Attorney General James Uthmeyer said the 21-year-old suspect had asked ChatGPT for information about the best time to carry out the attack and what kind of gun and ammunition to use. An OpenAI spokesperson said the mass shooting was a tragedy, but insisted the company wasn't responsible. OpenAI maintains that the information used by the alleged gunman was already available on the internet. James Uthmeyer acknowledged that his investigation was entering uncharted territory, but he noted that if ChatGPT were a person, it would be facing murder charges.
The U.S. Department of Justice has announced a criminal investigation into a leading civil rights organization, the Southern Poverty Law Center. The Attorney General, Todd Blanche, accused the group of financial crimes and stoking racial hatred. David Banford reports.
For over 50 years, the Southern Poverty Law Center, based in Montgomery, Alabama, has championed legal cases against white supremacist groups. But the Attorney General has accused it of fraud and providing money to people inside the Ku Klux Klan. The SPLC says the Justice Department is highlighting the group's past practice of paying informants to infiltrate white supremacist organizations. Last October, the FBI director, Kash Patel, broke off long-standing ties with the SPLC.
World News from the BBC. The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has met Haiti's Prime Minister Alix Didier-Fizamé to stress the importance of making security improvements so the country can hold elections. Earlier, Chad said it would deploy 1,500 soldiers to Haiti as part of the UN-backed international force to help tackle widespread gang violence. The Mexican authorities say a man who opened fire at tourists at an ancient pyramid site on Monday had planned the attack and took inspiration from the infamous Columbine High School shooting in the US. The Mexican man shot dead a Canadian woman and injured at least 13 people before killing himself. The state prosecutor said the gunman had made multiple visits to the Teotihuacan complex, plotting the attack from local hotels. Italy has summoned the Russian ambassador in Rome after a Russian television presenter delivered a stream of insults against the Italian prime minister. Speaking on Russian television, Vladimir Solovyov said in Italian that Giorgia Meloni was a disgrace to the human race and a nasty little woman. He then switched to Russian and described her as a fascist creature who had betrayed her electors. The Italian foreign minister said the remarks were extremely serious and offensive. Researchers in Chile say they'll send microorganisms collected from extreme environments into orbit to test how they survive in space. The samples, which are found in Chile and Antarctica, will be placed in containers outside the International Space Station for 6 to 8 months when they'll be brought back to Earth and analysed. Dr. Jenny Blamey is working on the project.
There are plans to carry out future missions, crewed missions with astronauts, into outer space, to the moon and to Mars. So people are looking at whether these microorganisms could be cultivated and made into products or materials that could be used when these missions are carried out.
BBC News.